The BCSPCA says it's not opposed to a planned mass deer kill on Sydney Island, saying it would stop the ineffective killing cycle of seasonal hunting over the past several decades. The Animal Welfare Agency said this week that it has been consulted by Parks Canada since 2017, when the deer eradication plan was in the planning stage, and will have personnel on the ground when the hunt begins on December 1. The deer kill will be done by sharpshooters using semi-automatic weapons firing from a helicopter, hunters and dogs on the ground, and possibly from boats on the water. In its statement this week, the BCSPCA called the plan to eradicate the deer scientifically sound, and said it will be conducted humanely and ethically, and will result in less animal suffering in the long term. The society said past culls have only meant that the population rebounds, which has resulted in a continuous cycle of killing through unlimited hunting and periodic culling repeated for decades. When deer numbers are high, as they have been in the past, the deer struggle to find adequate food on the island and are susceptible to starvation and disease, the group said. The complete removal of deer now, while populations are low, through a one-time eradication program by professionals causes the least harm and ultimately reduces animal suffering and the number of animals negatively affected. The mass killing of the fallow deer population, estimated at about 300 animals, has split Sydney Island residents. Some oppose the kill and favor controlling the population through ongoing hunting and harvesting, while others support it, saying the deer have wrecked the ecosystem through over-browsing of native plants and rendered the forest understory almost bare. The BCSPCA said its wildlife biologists have been invited to attend several days of the operation to observe and provide feedback on any concerns. The animal welfare group opposes hunting of any animal for recreation, sport, pleasure and/or trophy purposes, but says hunting has been part of Indigenous people's way of life for millennia. The plan for the Sydney Island Eradication Project is for members of the Wissanik Leadership Council, Pakwichin First Nation and Sayout First Nation to harvest meat from the kill and distribute it to families in their nations. The First Nations have said they support the deer kill to bring back native species and plants that they say are culturally important. The BCSPCA said the professional marksmen being deployed will follow guidance from the Parks Canada Animal Care Committee and the province's veterinarians under the BC Wildlife Health Program. Alternative methods such as contraception or relocating the deer are not feasible, it said, adding relocating the animals would simply shift the ecological impacts elsewhere, while contraception does not remove the population or help the ecosystem recover. Indefinite management of fallow deer would mean more deer suffering and being killed every year and would still not achieve the goal of long-term sustained ecological recovery, the group said. The BCSPCA's stance on the project doesn't sit well with Saltaire residents Jackie and Brad Anderson, who have never been to Sydney Island but told the Times Colonist they are horrified by the deer killing plan. I'm all for the protection of animals and I always thought the SPCA was the same, until now, said Jackie Anderson. I've been giving monetary donations to them every month for years, but this really changes how I feel about them. The society's stance surprised Sydney Island resident Mike Parfit, who voted in favor of the deer kill. The BCSPCA isn't exactly a middle-of-the-road, please everybody kind of, non-governmental organization. Parfit said, I mean, it opposes almost all non-Indigenous hunting and fishing almost directly. It's an aggressive pro-animal group. Not in anybody's pocket, certainly not any federal agency. I was vaguely aware that the BCSPCA wasn't actively opposing the eradication, but I thought that would be done very quietly, because going out on a limb like this over something that is so hard to deal with emotionally as killing deer might be controversial inside the organization. D. Kloster at TimesColonist.com